How to rotate material without confusion. As you continue learning, it's natural to collect more material, more pieces, more exercises, more ideas of what you should be practicing. And before long, many adults begin to feel overwhelmed. They sit at the piano and think, "I have too many things to work on. I don't know where to start. I'm afraid of forgetting something." This is where gentle rotation becomes important. Rotation does not mean juggling everything at once. It means giving your attention to a small number of things at any one time. A simple and effective approach is to keep three types of material in rotation: one familiar piece, one developing piece, one new or exploratory piece. The familiar piece is something you can play comfortably. It builds confidence and settles the mind. The developing piece is something you are gradually improving. It may still feel uneven, but it's becoming more familiar over time. The new or exploratory piece is approached gently. There is no expectation to master it quickly. You do not need more than this. If you add too many pieces, your attention gets scattered, memory becomes strained, enjoyment fades. Keeping rotation small allows your mind to relax. It also makes practice decisions easier. You already know what belongs where. You are not trying to do everything in one session. Rotation also happens across days, not within a single practice. One day you might focus a little more on the familiar piece. Another day you might spend more time with the developing one. There is no schedule to follow precisely. The goal is not equal time. The goal is gentle exposure over time. If something starts to feel overwhelming, that is your signal to simplify. You can always pause a piece. Nothing is lost. Pausing is not quitting. It is making space. Remember, your brain works best when it feels organized, but not pressured. In the next chapter, we'll talk about how to know when it's time to move on from a piece, and when staying with it a little longer is the better choice.